The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here at Sam Houston Race Park. Opening night, first post is at 6:45. Come on out, the free tip sheet is here. If you aren't making it out and you're playing online, free tip sheet is also on Sports Map. So go and get it. 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to text the show, you can also tweet at us, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Tyler Drew Scott, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And, yeah, missed first hour, pretty sportsy.
I found something during the break. It's basically this guy's compiling all the lists of Hall of Fame voters and who they're voting for the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's almost like he's trying to put together a predictor of what's going to end up happening.
Yeah.
And so the way I found it was this guy named Mark Purdy. Apparently, his ballot is posted, and he voted for two people. He voted for Derek Jeter, and he voted for Omar Vizquel.
Some people don't deserve.
Yeah, so I looked at I linked through to where this actual is all being compiled, and right now they've got 144 ballots that have been made public. So that's about a little over 35% of the total ballots that will be out there.
Right.
And of the ballots that they've got, would you be interested to know some of the numbers?
Sure.
Derek Jeter, what percentage of the ballots would you expect that he's been named on
over,
so far?
Over 90%.
How about 100% so far?
That's over 90.
Does that surprise you?
No, not at all.
Would it surprise you if he finishes at 100%?
Yeah, because there'll be some a-hole out there.
Yeah. In second place, Larry Walker. What percentage do you think he's at?
70?
84.7.
Really?
Yep. This is what happens when a couple guys are accused of cheating. Now it's like, who's the best non-roid head that we assume is a non-roid head, and let's vote for him. But here's where the good news comes in, Fred.
Okay.
Guess who's third in the voting?
No,
I guess this isn't the good news yet. Kurt Schilling is third.
Oh, God.
Who's the worst person, but he's getting 80% of the votes.
Okay.
Fourth on the votes, getting 75.3% of the votes so far, which means he needs to be voted on 74.8% of the remaining ballots. Barry Bonds.
Thank Tebow.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, just come on.
Yeah, enough already with all this.
And then right behind him at 74%, Roger Clemens. So no one else is getting. The next closest is Scott Rolen at 50%. Omar Vizquel is at 46.7%. Then you get down to the Gary Sheffields at 38%. Oh, Scott Rolen at 50%. Gary Sheffield, 38.7. Todd Helton has 36%. So a bunch of non-Hall of Fame guys. Manny Ramirez, 35.3. That seems like he's a guy who could get some.
Yeah.
But he's like, he got a, like, didn't he get caught with steroids multiple times? Like failed tests?
Yeah, I don't remember. I think so.
Sammy Sosa only getting 18%.
Nah.
So he's basically, he's toast. And then Andy Pettit getting only 12. So I thought that was interesting.
I really hope that I hope that those guys get in this year.
It needs to happen. There are a few guys getting 0% of the votes.
Me?
No, you've not pulled a zero. It appears that Rafael Furcal is getting 0%, which is completely justified and correct.
Very understandable.
Eric Chavez, 0% of the vote. Jason Giambi, Paul Canerico, and Cliff Lee both have 0.7, which means they were voted once. Alfonso Soriano, 0. So that's the guys that are barely hanging on.
So we'll do we did this last year on Sports Map. We had all the
I've already turned mine in.
Have you?
Yep.
We
have ahead of the game.
All the hosts put in the people who would be on their ballot, and you can judge us the way we're judging these guys.
I put together a 3-man ballot.
Okay.
So it out of protest, I do it out of protest.
I think I'll be the same three if you're doing what I think you're doing.
Because and I'll you know, people are going to look at it for everybody else's opinions anyway. But if I had a vote, which I don't, so don't get mad at me. But my vote would be for Bonds, Clemens, and Jeter. And I wouldn't. I'm not saying none of these other guys are Hall of Famers. Maybe they can be eventually. But until Bonds and Clemens, who are the best players I've ever seen play baseball, until they're in the Hall of Fame, I don't want any fringy-ass dudes getting in. And everybody on the ballot, besides Derek Jeter, is at best a fringy-ass dude.
I agree 100%.
Including Larry Walker and Curt Schilling. Fringy-ass dudes.
That's basically just them.
It's them trying to have a Hall of Fame ceremony because they don't want it to just be Derek Jeter standing up there by himself. They got to put something. They got to put somebody up there. Otherwise, people won't, you know, spend thousands of dollars to come to Cooperstown for a weekend.
Well, I think it's also the people who don't want to put the steroid guys in there.
Yeah,
and
imagine being like, not Roger Clemens, not Barry Bonds, Omar Vizquel. That's my number two guy, Omar. Really. A shortstop whose entire value is based on defense. Better than Barry Bonds. Okay. Yeah. And are you certain that Omar Vizquel never used steroids? Well,
certain Larry Walker never used.
He was never accused.
Or Curt Schilling.
Yeah, he was never accused.
For that matter.
He was never named in a report. Yet he and Barry Bonds have the same amount of failed drug tests. Interesting how that works. But Barry Bonds, there is accusations made against Barry Bonds by a drug dealer. So that's, you know, we got to believe that. Listen, I've said all along, do I believe that Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens cheated? Yes, because I'm not a dummy. Do I believe that basically everybody was cheating? Yes, because I'm not a dummy. And if you think that there are some guys who were like looking around the locker room at guys getting big bucks while they're making $325 a year, and everybody's passing around, you know, syringes, and they're like, golly gee whiz, not me. I'm going to play it the safe way. I'm going to go and be a pure guy, and I'm going to do it with hard work and elbow grease. Yet, that didn't happen. I hate to break this to you. I've used a local example of that before, much to the chagrin of people who can't imagine that one of their local heroes may have used performance-enhancing drugs, but
Nolan Ryan?
No, but chances are good that if they played in that era, if they played from the mid-90s through the mid-2000s, chances were good. That's all I'll say. Chances were good.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants to hear this, but two guys from the Astros who are in the Hall of Fame, there were a lot of questions about them when they were playing.
What?
Yep.
Aren't there only two Astros in the Hall of Fame?
Well, I'm just saying.
But they were never named on reports.
No, they weren't.
Huh. Funny how that works.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. I'm just not a steroid
Now, in their defense, there were no rules against using them at the time. And once those rules came in, those guys all got smaller.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I got no problem with
it. But when the rules are the rules, you take advantage of the rules.
I make no bones about it. Had it been me, I definitely, if it takes me from being an okay player to a guy who's going to make $1 billion, hell yeah.
Of course you are.
And I think anybody tells you, oh, no, I want to do this the right way.
Well, not only that, but it when everybody in the league is doing it, and you know that there's some minor leaguers doing it so they can take another spot, like, you got to do something to keep up. And I don't fault these guys for doing it, but there's not one. You know what? The only guy I'd give better than a coin flip odds is Ichiro. He's the only one who played in that era. Yeah. Even for a minute, that I'll give like 50-50 on. Everybody else, I think I'm like 70-30 at like on the low end.
But having said that, it wouldn't shock me at all.
No.
As much as I love Jeter, wouldn't shock me at all.
Wouldn't shock me one bit. Yeah, you think Jeter was in there with A-Rod and Giambi and Gary Sheffield, and he's just like, not me, guys. I'm squeaky clean. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go about it the old-fashioned way. I mean, I can't say for sure, but it wouldn't blow my mind. Now, Jeter is one of the guys I'd put on the low end.
Yeah, I agree, but
I definitely wouldn't put it above him. It's not some. It's not a reach to get there. Trust me.
I think Cecil Fielder, maybe not.
What about Prince Fielder, though?
Probably not.
But well, you don't think so?
John
Fielder was hitting the ball to the freaking moon. Yeah, John Kruk, probably not.
But, you know, I think it's I just think it's time to say, look, were these guys the best players of their era? Absolutely.
So if in an era where everybody was cheating, let's put in the best guys, the best cheaters. Who was the best at it? Who was the best at hitting home runs off steroided up pitchers? Who was the best at striking out steroided up batters?
Somebody asked about Randy Johnson.
He's on the low end of likelihood to me, too.
So we said Junior Griffey played it straight, no steroids.
You don't know that?
You don't know that.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I mean,
just because Junior Griffey didn't get named in some made-up report. That's why, I mean, Junior Griffey may have a better drug dealer who doesn't snitch on him to get out of trouble.
And to this day, the whole Clemens thing, it was his word against his trainers.
Yeah, against a drug dealer.
Against a drug dealer. Why are we automatically believing the drug dealer?
Yeah, but that's getting Greg Maddux. Again, I don't know. I mean, is Greg Maddux probably? Sure.
Yeah, I would think he's probably okay. All right, well, tell you what, one place where you're not going to see any of that, go to a Rockets game. How about you get your friends together? And January 15th at Toyota Center, make it a guy's night out. The Rockets and the Portland Trailblazers. And take your buddies out. This is a cool night because you can go and hit some places before the game and then go to the game and check this out. You get a ticket for as low as $29. You're going to get the choice of a beer or a soda, a large hot dog, and a Rockets bottle opener. I mean, is there a better way to spend a night out with your boys? Grab your tickets today at Rockets.com. It's January 15th at Toyota Center. It's presented by Budweiser. And, again, you're getting a great opportunity to go out with your guys, have some fun, get the choice of a beer or a soda. Not hard to figure out which one I would take. The large hot dog and the Rockets bottle opener. And get a chance to see your Rockets as they start to get it together here for the second half of the season. And it would be a great opportunity to see them and the Portland Trailblazers presented by Budweiser. Grab your tickets today. Just go to Rockets.com. Make it a guy's night out. Rockets.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And, of course, A.J. finds something that pisses me off.
No, Bernardo sent that.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, it wasn't me.
So I just happened to be looking over your shoulder. I'm like, what? But it's, I guess it's the most iconic Texas things. And it's got Bucky's 41st. Are you kidding me? I'm sorry. That's pure communism. And, I mean, I might have Bucky's number one.
I mean, it's got to be. I mean, the number one, they've got is Whole Foods. And Tyler and I were talking. It's outgrown being a Texas brand. Although most of these have outgrown being a Texas brand. I don't think you can put Bucky's ahead of Whataburger.
I mean, I think it's
like as far as Texas only stuff.
Yeah, Whataburger's a Chicago company now, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that's the other one I thought of was Whataburger. And I know they got the Houston Rodeo up there pretty high. I don't really have a problem with that.
There's some, and this is Texas Sports Life. I don't even know what that is. But they did the most iconic brand in Texas tournament. Here's some of the seedings. Whole Foods is 1, Southwest Airlines 2, Whataburger 3, Texas Humor 4.
Okay, I don't know what that is. Is that
I don't know what that is
either.
I mean, you got me. Beyond that, some of the other big ones, like Dr. Pepper 7, which I guess if you consider Dr. Pepper a Texas thing, it should probably
It is a Texas thing, yeah.
But people treat Dr. Pepper everywhere.
They do, but it started as a Texas thing.
Then it should be higher on the list now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, Dr. Pepper's pretty big now.
The TX Humor thing is like they're on Instagram. They make T-shirts, stuff like that. Like,
they must have sponsored this or something.
They're probably like they have a hand in it, I bet.
They've got to. Yeah. There's no way they're even close to the top four.
Yeah.
Here's some of the other Texas brands that are and where they're seated. The State Fair of Texas is 17.
That's too low.
CC's Pizza?
Oh, God. Ugh. That should be like 150.
If that's a Texas thing, we shouldn't even claim
it. No, we should be embarrassed by that. That's an embarrassment to God and everybody.
Number 8 is Chili's?
No.
Is Chili's a Texas thing?
Well, yeah, it is.
Berlingua, Texas. That's where it started.
Juggalo Trey loves Chili's. It's his favorite restaurant.
Well, it always drives me nuts that whenever I fly through Calgary, they have a Chili's and it says Texas restaurant on it. And I'm like, all I can think of is these poor people flying through Calgary.
That's what they think.
They
Texas
think that's what we are, is Chili's.
Number 57, Nolan Ryan's Beef.
Nah, that's probably about right.
Number 25, Dave Campbell's Texas Football.
That's probably about right.
Number 9, Frito-Lay.
Yeah. That's Texas.
That is
okay.
Texas.
Number 29, Shiner Beer.
Okay, that's...
That seems low to me.
It does feel low to me.
Number 52, Shipley's.
Oh, that's good.
Ooh.
That seems really low.
Yeah, it does. That is very low.
Number 5, Dell.
Dell Olale?
No, Dell, Michael Dell, the computer thing.
Oh, I hate his computers.
Number 20, Texas Instruments.
They're still alive?
Yeah. I mean, somebody's got to put those calculators together.
I didn't think you needed those anymore. You've got the internet.
They still have their factory in Stafford.
Number 37, Papa's Restaurants.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Number 12, ACL Festival.
Okay. That's fair.
Number 21, I'm a big fan of this, but it may be a little high. Plucker's Wing Bar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Number 40,
feels high, but that is a good one.
Number 44, Taco Cabana.
Yeah.
They put Torchy's Tacos on here at 24.
Torchy's got to be higher than...
Do they have any even outside of Texas, though?
I don't know. Torchy's, there's a Torchy's in Denver.
Oh, yeah.
Dave and Buster's is a Texas thing?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought that's everywhere.
It's expanded everywhere, but it started here.
Yeti, no surprise, they're 15. Yeah. Lone Star Brewing Company is 47.
That feels low.
Is Mary Kay a Texas company?
Yes.
And they're number 18.
Dallas, I think.
What about Fred Fair?
Fred Fair, not on the list.
He's F squared.
Tito's Vodka, 26.
That's low.
That feels low to me.
Boy, they've got a tough first-round matchup, too, against the 39 seed Schlitterbahn.
Ooh.
One of them's got to go.
Yeah, but they decapitated a kid. That's
that was in Missouri, though.
Yeah, that wasn't here.
That's their problem.
That's still a Texas thing.
Listen, it was one kid. I went there for years and never got decapitated. I still go every year. 23, St. Arnold. Not a lot of breweries on the list. Dr. Pepper, 7. San Antonio Rodeo, 30. Taco Bueno, 35.
Ooh, there used to be one in Houston.
I don't think Taco Bueno's a Texas thing. I thought that was a California chain.
I thought it was Dallas.
Boy, Taco Bueno, bueno.
They had them on King of the Hill.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
There at cafeteria.
H-E-B too low at 11.
Yeah, H-E-B at 11. Bluebell at 27?
No.
Listen, so a couple people died eating
ice
cream.
It happens.
That's like a Schlitterbahn for me. You can't punish everybody for one incident.
Yeah, and that wasn't even here in the Schlitterbahn. I'm sorry.
And Rudy's Barbecue, 43. Rudy's Barbecue going up against Texas UIL. That's an iconic brand right there. I mean,
how about? They've got Twin Peaks at 33. How about this one? If you're going to put this on here, I think it's got to be higher than 49. Valero.
Yeah. There's a lot of people just got buys. I mean,
like Southwest Airlines gets a buy.
And by the way, I mean, this Texas Humor, they got no shot. Texas Humor's the most overrated four seed I've ever seen. Texas Humor gets a bye week, and then they're going to have to play Shiner Beer.
Bye.
In round two. Yeah. I mean, there's just no
chance. See ya.
All right. I got to tell you, not on the list. I don't know why. Garbage, if you ask me. Carbach, not on the list. But they're doing the Rodeo Clown Roundup Sunday, February 16th, 1 p.m. at the brewery. There'll be rodeo season's right around the corner. They got the Rodeo Clown Roundup lineup announced. Blackberry Smoke, Corey Morrow, Band of Heathens, and Clint Daniels. Grab your tickets today at CarbachBrewing.com. And, of course, they're going to have the Rodeo Clown Roundup 5K, 10K beforehand at 8 o'clock. And those who participate in the race get a discounted concert ticket. Register today at CarbachBrewing.com. And then the 4th Annual Carbach Classic, Monday, February 10th at 11 a.m. out at Sterling Country Club. They're raising money for MS, the 4th Annual Carbach Classic. Lunch and dinner provided by Backyard Grill, and you'll have a chance to play with Jeff Bloom, Kevin Walter, other Texans players, Mark Clayton, and more. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Figure out everything they got going on. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or when you're out and about this weekend, just ask your bartender. They know what to do. Make it a Carbach.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Okay, so a couple of follow-ups. We're out here at the racetrack. Opening night tonight, Fred.
Indeed it is.
You got a favorite?
I have several, actually.
Okay.
If you're picking up the free tip sheet out here, or if you were looking at the stuff that I sent out on Sports Map, my favorite races basically start with about race four, and from there on, I pretty much like all of them. I'm concerned about the turf race. If it comes off the turf, I wouldn't play that one, but the others I like quite a bit on my pick. So fourth race on.
Okay. In order for a brand to qualify for this tournament, it must be easily identified to be Texan, meaning it must be founded in Texas and headquartered in Texas.
Okay.
Seeding was determined by the number of Twitter followers on each brand's official Twitter account.
See, that sounds like something you would do.
The top 60 seeds will begin play in the round of 64. Seeds 61, 62, 63, 64 will be determined by play-in matchups, so they don't have a bye. The play-in matchups begin this afternoon. Chicken Express versus TX Burger. Double Dave's versus Pace Salsa. James Coney Island versus Borden Dairy Company. I like that Arkansas milk, man.
Oak Farms in there?
No. And Taco Villa against, I can't tell what that says, Franny's Chicken maybe? I don't know. It's cut off by the thing. Mm. Frenchies. It might be Frenchies. Maybe they spelled it wrong. I think they put Frenchies.
Oh.
That's probably what it is. oh, Frenchie's Chicken is going to play Texas Humor in the first round.
Oh, there's an upset right there.
I could see Frenchie's Chicken winning.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, doing that based on Twitter followers is silly because some of these companies are not – like, who's out following Buc-ee's on Twitter?
Not me.
Me either. So.
Well, I got to be honest. Yeah, yeah. Frenchies.
So there's a lot of a lot of people asking about Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders and NASA.
You know what? I don't have the answers. I don't have all the answers. Frenchie's Chicken only has 1,400 Twitter followers. ESPN 97.5 has 14,500. I think we should have been in this category.
Well, I think the Blitz should be in this category. Now that everybody's retiring, we've been doing this a long time.
We're as Texan as they come also.
Exactly. We're both Texas accredited Texas breds, as we say in the horse racing business. So,
even Tyler's Texan. Aaron, are you Texan?
Yep.
You an OT?
Yep, born right here.
In Houston, Texas?
Yep.
Where were you born, Tyler?
Houston, Texas.
Fred?
Galveston, Texas, but I've spent my whole life in Houston, so that's Texas. Okay. That's Texas.
Born in Bay City, Texas, a booming metropolis.
I even grew up in Pearland, Texas.
Pearland?
Pearland, Texas.
And I Pearland? Pearland.
Pearland?
Dickweed.
That's what we call a callback.
Good callback.
Yeah, that was a good one. 2-8-1 said, my wife told me she's taking me to see the Fury Wilder 2 fight.
All right, we'll see you there, man.
Yeah, he's asked if we're going to be there. Yes, we will be.
Hell yeah, we will be.
Can't wait. And AJ and Jerry Bow and myself already have a poker tournament picked out, too. So, I'm calling my shot now. All three of us make the final table.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I have time for that.
Well, it's a one-night tournament. It's Friday night.
Okay. I guess so.
It's one of those you love. It's the bounty tournament.
Oh, I do like that.
Yeah.
Is there a bunch of rebuys and stuff?
There's rebuys until 9-10, which, you know.
One rebuy or unlimited?
It's unlimited, but.
Damn it.
I know, but I'm not going to. The way I always approach those tournaments is I'll take one rebuy. And if I feel like I'm playing well and just got unlucky, I'll rebuy. And if I don't, but mostly I sit there and try to pick off the guys who, you know, spend $1,000 to finish fourth and make $1,000.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of pointless to me. So, somebody's asking about how much experience do you have in these horse tournaments. Like I said, it's not lately, but.
Wikipedia calls you the horseman.
Well, that's kind of crazy. But the reality is the second NTRA championship or the first, I don't remember, we should have won. A friend of mine qualified, and I went with him as his advisor. And I was
also—that a 10% job or a 5%?
No, it was a 50% job.
Whoo-wee!
At the time, first prize was $200,000. We get to the next to last race. I find a horse that I absolutely love. That's 35-1, and he's wanting to play another race later. And there's the longest shot's going to be like 8, and he didn't bet the horse, and so we'd have won the tournament by a bunch. And not only that, we did finish first in the team thing, but then one of the ladies who qualified from Sam Houston made a wrong bet and got us disqualified. So So we should have won that tournament.
You had a girl on your team?
Well, I mean, it was just we had a qualifier. Yeah. Well, see, at the time, you would send 4 qualifiers from each place. And in the total for your 4 qualifiers represented Sam Houston Race Park. And
Fred,
we would have won the thing.
How many women are sitting around here doing, like, what you're doing?
You'd be surprised. There's actually some good ones.
Like, I'm talking about sitting at the table with the books laid out in front of them. You're like, you know, back in the day, you could smoke in here, I assume, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, so you guys were burning through, like, a pack of cigarettes an hour. I mean, just you had your little bifocals on, just staring at these sheets. Sometimes you pass out a little bit. How many women are living like that?
There's fewer. Now,
there's got to be.
But back in the day, we used to have a bunch of them down here that, you know.
Them track broads?
No. I don't recall calling them that, but maybe. I don't know. But the one thing about that race is, and I'm not going to say who it was, but he comes back and says, just punch me in the face. Why didn't I listen to you? And I go, I don't know why you didn't listen to me. because you're an idiot. And he's like, oh, I can't believe it. I just blew the tournament. And I go, yeah, you just did. You just be happy that you have half of this trifecta with the 35-1 on top of the 18-1 on top of the 40-1 that paid 11 grand. So, yeah.
So I take it you don't work in a team anymore?
I will have some, for this tournament, I will have some team members with me, but I make all the decisions. There's no more.
You're the final say.
Yeah, I mean, if we'll talk about it, we'll hash it out.
We like to call that a think tank.
Yeah, but I will make all the decisions because I've been down that path before and I'm not doing it again. So, all right, you know, we haven't gotten to the football yet. Maybe we should jump on that real quick.
All right.
I mean, we're going to have RJ and the guys at 6:15, so we can definitely do that. But just real quickly, Niners -7 against the Vikings now. It's moved down a little bit. But I think it's been 7 pretty steadily all week. I like the Vikings.
I mean, I think we're both on the Vikings. I don't know what the rest of the world is going to end up saying, but I think the Vikings are a live dog to win outright.
Yeah,
so
there will be a few small.
Seven for me is.
Small dollars placed on the money line here.
Yep.
Ravens, 9.5 against the Titans. This one I've gone back and forth on all week. I think inside of 10. I think the whole Titans train comes to an end here.
Gun to my head, that's my answer too. It's -9.5.
Your beloved Houston Texans and whoever this is you're fighting with at the track, you disagree on this. 9.5.
Yeah. He's going to make a lot of money because he's going to bet the Texans to win. What's their money line?
I don't have it on here. I'm guessing 250, 260.
I'll let you know. It's got to be – well, they do kind of reduce the – no, +375.
Ooh, okay.
He's going to make a lot of money.
Okay. I wish him all the best.
Yes. I think, much like the Ravens game, I've already told you my official play on this game is going to be Chiefs in the first half. I think that's a slam
like that.
Dunk.
Yeah, I like Chiefs first quarter, too. We talked about that. I don't
– but
the 9.5 scares me because I could see the Texans backdooring that easy.
Yep.
And then Seahawks now +4.5 against the Packers. I like the Seahawks. I think these two teams are pretty much the same team, and I'm getting 4.5 points.
I'm the same way. I don't like either one of these teams very much. But yeah, if I had to go to a side, I'm going with the I'm going with the Seahawks.
All right, there you go. We got that knocked out real quick. Of course, we have RJ and company in the 6 o'clock hour, and we can continue to look at all these. But, yeah, and then we'll talk about the championship game on Monday. I think the number is going to look a lot different then, so I just assume hold off on that. So, 713-780-3776, if you wish to get in and by the text line. We're out here at Sam Houston Race Park, and in about 20 minutes, guess what starts up? 50 Cent beer.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't love that?
The beer tender over there is waiting. She's watching the stopwatch.
Yeah.
Ready to serve that first 50 Cent beer.
And so come on out, man.
Think she's playing Candy Crush.
Or the same. It could be either one. But, yeah, come on out, man. Watch the races. It's going to be – they've got a terrific card. It's there's going to be some money-making opportunities out here this meet. So come on out and check it out.
One of the things with these games that I've been kind of thinking in my head, because there are some – I mean, obviously the lines are tight this time of year. But take away – what you think they're giving for home field advantage and see who you like if they were playing the game at a neutral site. And I started thinking, like, especially the one that jumps out at me the most in this scenario is the Ravens. Because if the Ravens and Titans were playing in a neutral site and it was Ravens -6.5, would you even hesitate?
No. And that's why I'm not too worried about the 9.5. And, I mean, to me, I think that one has a chance to be the biggest mismatch on the card. And I love what the Titans have done. I do see a path where they can hang around. They can run the ball and keep Lamar Jackson off the field. Then, yeah. But I think it's going to be harder to do against them than it was against the Patriots.
I will say the one where I think home field advantage matters the most is that Green Bay game.
Especially if it's snowing and nasty.
Historically, those two teams have, like, the home team wins that matchup. I mean, they both have, Green Bay and Seattle have the best home field advantage because the teams are so much better there than they are on the road. So that's how the home field advantage is determined, is how much better you are at home versus your road. Obviously, two good home teams. Although Seattle's been better on the road this year than they have in past years. But that's a game where I think home field matters.
All right. We are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz out here at Sam Houston Race Park, opening night of the Thoroughbred Meet. It is going to be a good one. So if you can't get out here tonight, get out here tomorrow night, get out here during the day on Wednesday. Wednesday during the day is like my favorite time to play the races because there's so much off-track money. And you know, people don't use my picks as much because they don't have access to them.
Right.
So I get better odds, and so I will really be pumping a lot, especially I like the Wednesday card. Couple things. Just saw John McClain tweet this out. McClain mailbag, more O'Brien complaints, even in victory. Are you shocked? I mean, I just don't think people buy into this guy. And I don't blame him. I don't. And then I guess I can tell it now because it was, what's the biggest horse tournament you ever won? I had a third. Now, I don't. It doesn't always have to be I make all the decisions. But my friend Jeff, who was terrific, he and I won a tournament at Gulfstream 1 year. He's a Gulfstream expert and a Santa Anita expert, and I was a Fairgrounds expert. So I took all the Fairgrounds races. He took the other two, and we airmailed. And it was the same thing. It was a live money tournament like they're doing here. And so for our $1,000 buy-in, we made $17,000 for first place and then $50,000 for winning the tournament. So I got a third of that.
Nice.
So that was back in the day. Of course, the wife got it all, ex-wife. But that's, you know, what are you going to do?
She's dead now, though.
No, she's not.
Damn.
Not at all. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day, it's the gym of the day, the Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
I don't know why this never happens to me when I'm on a flight. A 20-year-old
stewardess gives you a lap dance.
Well, you know, I've asked, but it never works. A 20-year-old British woman allegedly got so intoxicated on a flight that she asked male passengers to join the Mile High Club with her.
Oh, boy.
But then it kind of went south. She then attacked crew members by headbutting and biting them. Demi Burton was flying on an 8-hour Etihad Airways flight from Abu Dhabi to Manchester, England. According to court documents released this week, the 20-year-old got uncontrollably drunk in what witnesses called a 4-hour rampage. She claimed her intense fear of flying caused her to imbibe so much alcohol that she invited men to join the Mile High Club with her in the plane's bathroom. She shocked two men by making crude comments about them having mid-air sex. Would you be shocked?
So she didn't have the mid-air sex? What did
no.
she look like?
Well,
no photo?
I'm going to try to find a photo. But says she appeared she was drunk before getting on the flight, started making a number of inappropriate sexual comments to a number of male passengers.
That happens. When you show up and start partying, but you're already ahead of the party, doesn't end well.
Not bad. Not bad. Let me get this photo here. It's slow to load now because people are starting to use the
interweb.
Yeah, but the photo I saw of her, not bad. Not
she was how old?
20.
Oh.
Yeah. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
No, and you know, really nice body.
Yeah, I mean I'd be shocked if she asked me.
Yeah, that's the shock. She came to one of us and said, "Hey, you guys want to join the Mile High Club?" Well, I'm shocked, but sure. Just don't headbutt me or bite me. I mean, well, I guess it depends on the biting. But, yeah, so she was arrested. We're getting a lot of these weird plane-type stories lately. Regardless, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Man, have you been, speaking of airlines, have you been reading up on this plane that they shot down with a missile in Iran?
No.
It's a 737 that was going, I believe, to Croatia.
Oh, yeah. It happened a couple days ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I did read about that.
But the stories are coming out that And, of course, everybody's blaming Trump for it, which makes no sense. He's not the one who, you know, shot a missile at a friggin'
right
airliner. But mostly it was a bunch of people from Canada who were just going home who were from Iran.
Ugh.
And so I think there were like 62 Canadians killed on the flight. So I hate you, Iran, just so you know.
All right.
All right, so we've got we'll have RJ and the guys at 6:15 today, and we'll have to sort of balance the – I'm guessing they'll do the national anthem at 6:15. So, Aaron, we probably should go up a little long in the first segment, and then we'll hopefully get it to where we're not on air, because that just kind of sucks. And first race is at 6:45 tonight.
Ah, yes. You got a winner in the first race?
The horse I like is, unfortunately, he's a real short price.
Okay.
But Jersey Cut is the horse. Last I looked, he was 4-5. That's, but if he's right, he's gonna coast. So, but that's why I like some of the races later on the card. I have some better prices. And early on, it's always a little difficult the first week or so of the meet to kind of figure out, you know, who's got their horses ready to run, and usually I would always find some good prices because the morning line sometimes was off, but the guy who does the morning line now, Nick, is really sharp. So it's going to be a little harder early on to find some sneaky prices.
My favorite thing is for the podcast, Brad and I set a number, and then we bet against the number that we're setting. Seems crazy, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, that's the best we can do, though. And so, like, we basically project what the number is going to be, what the line is going to be, and then try to get it just right, and then we have to bet against it.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's not easy.
No, but it's kind of fun and different. I like it.
Because college basketball, obviously, they don't put their lines out till the night before the game. So
right.
Last night, we're trying to project games for Saturday and Sunday's card. The best we can do is, you know, piece some numbers together and give what we think it'll be.
Yeah, that makes it a little difficult because and it's the same thing.
We're usually pretty accurate, though.
Yeah.
Within like a point or so.
Well, I mean, I figure you guys know this stuff well enough. And once you've kind of developed power rankings, I mean, Vegas is using the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's also sort of same thing with hockey. I mean, a lot of times the numbers aren't up until the day before. So people get mad because I don't have the weekend ones. But I got another one for you on Saturday. We're going to keep riding the Vancouver over train.
Okay.
Vancouver and Buffalo over 6.
All right.
So enjoy that one. And, that's all I got for Saturday. So that's your one hockey play. That is Saturday, not today. And the other thing to kind of keep an eye on is unders on the Dallas games. Because
they've got badass goalies.
They've got a great two really good goalies, especially Bishop. They play – it's not the same Stars that of a couple years ago where they couldn't stop anybody and they scored a bunch of goals. They play really good defense, and they don't score much because their stud goal scorers aren't really stud goal scorers anymore. So that's the other one I might play tomorrow. It's 5.5 is a number, but I'm not going to decide until late in the night. But I will definitely play Vancouver-Buffalo. It's a noon game, so don't miss out on it because it starts early. And you can watch it before the football tomorrow.
Yeah,
if you want to cash. But I'm sure it'll be a sweat. I'm sure it'll be a empty netter or something to get to the 7, because it always is. All right, 713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776. And, yeah, the one we played last night was Vancouver over. They're now 6 of their last 7 on the road going over. So that's a pretty good trend. And the reason we played Florida is because they've gone over now 6 games in a row at home.
All right.
Very simple numbers, but
yeah,
they work.
Whatever works.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, guys, you want to start the new year great, start it with Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. The weather in Houston is unpredictable. You know that. So if you're heating or cooling your home, let the professionals at Allstate Siding and Windows help you out by checking your older windows for drafts. Call Allstate Siding and Windows today for your free window inspection, plus 30% off all windows, $2,500 for all full siding jobs. This company's family-owned and operated for over 45 years. They've got military discounts. They've got senior discounts. They've got first responder discounts. It's the kind of company that you want to do business with. When you want the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. Give them a call today, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out online at allstatesidingandwindows.com. Obviously, guys, you don't want to let your money float out the window. Allstate is there to make sure that money's not getting away from you. For the best rates, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936 or allstatesidingandwindows.com.